Welcome to the On Deck Podcast presented by Line Star, your best MLB player props for today on the Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks apps. Alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman, I'm Shannon Somerville. And yesterday, Tyler, we were victorious. Both of us hit our main props on the day. So that means today is Money Tuesday and we get to use the money gun. So here we go. Celebrating yesterday's win on Tequila, National Tequila Day. It was a big day.
I hope everybody celebrated with some tequila.
Now, everybody take a shot of tequila in honor of sitting our picks. I don't care how early it is. Yeah, that was a missed opportunity by me not to
5 o'clock
some
somewhere.
Tequila to the studio. We got money on the microphone. Sorry about that, guys. These are things that happen.
Hey, I did
when
say
winning.
Yesterday that it was a good sign. You know, it started raining when we were doing our props, so.
Making it rain here on the On Deck Podcast. It's what we do. All right, let's keep the winning streak alive here on the On Deck Podcast. But before we get into today's picks, we've got to announce a winner from yesterday's contest. Every day on this show, all you have to do is comment below. Make sure you're subscribed to our channel as well. And one randomly selected commenter will win $50 if both Tyler and I hit our props like we did yesterday. So we've got a winner to announce today. And the winner of the contest is Owen Miller, 6892, who is clearly a Cowboys fan with his Cowboys avatar in there for his picture. So, Owen Miller, congratulations, you're the winner. You get $50. And if you want to be a winner like Owen, all you need to do, like this video, make sure you're subscribed to our channel, and comment below. So, let's get into today's picks, shall we? We've got a nice slate for today. A lot of late games. So I felt like today was a little bit better than yesterday in terms of just overall selection. Where are you headed in the prop markets today, Tyler?
All right. I am going to go with Atlanta Braves pitcher Charlie Morton, lower than 17.5 outs. So that's minus 120. It was minus 120. It's already jumped up to minus 140. And I'm actually very surprised that this line is on these apps right now. He's been lower in 60% of the games, lower in 7 of the last 10. Boston is very good versus righties. Morton's command is shaky, you know, just raising that pitch count. And there are major weather issues and rain concerns in Boston today. So with, you know, extra delay concerns, I'm very surprised that line is out there, and I like the under.
I love this pick that I'm about to give you. When I saw it, I just immediately hopped on it right away. And that is Cubs outfielder Cody Bellinger, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That is minus 140. So you're getting a lot of juice on that one. And on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks, juice doesn't matter. You're still getting the same payout. So it's excellent for that. Now, Bellinger's been on quite the tear. He's hit this in 8 of the last 10 and, in fact, has gone over that 1.5 mark in 68% of games this season. He's averaging .319 on the season. However, over the last week, batting .458 today. He'll go up against Southsider Michael Kopech, who's been good this season for the White Sox, but that Chicago White Sox bullpen has the fifth worst ERA in baseball right now. Plus, how about the Chicago Cubs leading Major League Baseball in hits, runs, and team average since the All-Star break? So I like Bellinger's spot here to hit that over on 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. The Cubbies, man, an interesting proposition for them at the trade deadline, or what they're going to do with Bellinger here.
Yeah, they are in a very interesting spot because, you know, they have a very good chance of making the playoffs, but yet, like, they can't hold on to Bellinger. They're still in rebuild mode.
Yeah.
You know, so it's an interesting one. Same with the Padres and same with the Angels.
We'll have to just wait and see what happens here. But anything can happen. We've seen a lot of movement. The Giants lost a ton of games in that NL West. We've seen just crazy stuff happening. So anything can happen. We'll keep our eyes on it. How about a bonus prop from you, Tyler?
All right. For a bonus prop, let's go with Ken Waldichuk, higher than 2 walks. So he's been over in 3 of 5. He's averaging 5 walks per 9. And the Giants are top 10 in walks. So with his shaky command, the Giants absolutely willing to take walks. I'm good with going higher than 2 walks here.
All right. Well, I did mention when I took Cody Bellinger that the Cubs are in first in Major League Baseball in hits, runs, and RBIs since the All-Star break. The team that is second, the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm headed one of their players for my prop bet, and that is Nolan Arenado, their third baseman, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That's around minus 135 in your sports books. And Arenado's gone over this 8 of the last 10 games. He's gone over 63% of the time this season. And when Arenado is on a hot streak, you don't ask questions. You just hammer the over. 367 average over the last week with 2 home runs in that span. He'll be going up against a good pitcher here today. Arizona Diamondbacks are trotting out righty Merrill Kelly, who is activated off the IL today to start. He came out because he had a blood clot in his leg, but he is all cleared by the medical staff, so should be good to go today. I don't think he'll be on much of a pitch count. He's been pitching, I guess, 85 pitches in his latest rehab start. But that Arizona bullpen, they will have to rely on them a little bit there, and that's the 6th worst ERA in baseball. St. Louis, as I mentioned, they are second in hits, runs, RBIs, team batting average since the All-Star break. Cardinals are hot, so is Arenado, so I'm taking him over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs there. You can tail our picks or fade us if you want to at your own risk on the Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks app if you don't have those apps already. Make sure to download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. And remember, you got to be in it to win it. We gave out $50 today. Let's do it again tomorrow. And all you need to do to enter that contest is make sure you like this video, you're subscribed to our channel, and you comment below, and you're automatically entered in. If Tyler and I both hit our main props today, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. It's Taco Tuesday. Yesterday was Tequila Day. Today is Taco Tuesday. It's also National Wine and Cheese Day. So to all those who celebrate it, you know, have at it with the wine. Tyler, are you a wine guy?
Not much of a wine guy. I'll drink a little wine here and there, but not much.
All right. Well, let's hope we hit it today and we can hit the wine in celebration just for today's sake.
I'm down for that.
You got to partake.
Okay. Absolutely.
Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a bomb tonight?
All right. Pains me to say this, but I am going with a Dodger. We're going with Max Muncy +295 to hit a bomb. Look, Muncy's hot again, and he is another player where when he's hot, you just get out of the way. He hit 300 over the last week, has 4 home runs over that span. Meanwhile, Chris Bassett's allowing 1.3 home runs per 9, but 14 of the 18 home runs he's given up have been to lefties, where he's allowing a 535 slugging. With the warm weather, the wind's blowing out in LA, I think Muncy hits another bomb tonight.
I'm going a little chalky here today, Tyler. Don't hate me, but I just have to take Matt Olson here today. I know you did mention some weather concerns there in Boston, but one thing I'm sure about is Matt Olson hitting a bomb at Fenway. I think he's in a great spot today. He's 32 home runs on the year. That is second in Major League Baseball behind only Shohei Ohtani. And when you look at Matt Olson's ISO, you guys know ISO is my favorite stat for this specific home run call because I am the ISO queen, and Matt Olson's got to be the king of the ISO with a 349 ISO against righties. It's looking like he might be facing Red Sox righty Nick Pivetta, who he already has a home run against in 6 at-bats. Plus, he does great at Fenway. In 11 games there, he already has 4 home runs there. So I love Matt Olson's spot here today. They didn't announce the starting pitcher at the time of this taping, so hopefully we'll get a good matchup there, whoever it is. Nick Pivetta has been pretty filthy recently. However, I still like Matt Olson's spot here today. That is my home run call.
There is no way that Nick Poverty all of a sudden is, you know, some like Cy Young caliber pitcher just because he went to the bullpen. Like,
it's pretty crazy that he had like 13 strikeouts. What was it, last week in a relief? He's been absolutely
been
filthy.
Unreal.
I was looking at some random stats. Like, he's got the second filthiest stuff right now in Major League Baseball in terms of all the stuff that the metrics that they use to calculate. That actually is like a stat. Like, it's like the filthiest something pitches, and that's Nick Pivetta right now. But it's crazy how just moving from to a relief role from a starter. I don't know.
He's
we'll
been
see
unreal.
What they do with
The one thing that we do need to bring up with that, though, is that just a couple days ago, he did pitch one inning, and, you know, he went, it was only like 15 pitches or something, but because it was only a couple days ago, I don't expect an outing of, you know, 6 innings out of him. You know, exactly. I would say it's more likely to be 3 or 4 and not the 6 and 13 Ks we saw versus Oakland, you know, a week or two ago.
Now, Pivetta's got to go up against the Atlanta Braves, a hot-hitting team, and Matt Olson, a guy who you're putting him in a hitter-friendly, one of the most hitter-friendly venues in the country. I don't know with the chalk on this one.
Yeah, Pivetta over his last 5, 1.98 FIP with a 48% K rate. Like,
oh, that's
look,
insane.
There's no way all of a sudden he's just better than Spencer Strider.
Wow. Yeah, like, we need to. You got to prove it to Tyler here. He doesn't buy it quite yet. Nor do I.
He's been extremely good. But, like, there's got to be some regression in that.
Yeah, definitely. We'll keep an eye on it. As you know, the Red Sox are on my no-go list for props, so.
Yeah, but you'll use them tomorrow.
Okay, that happened once. I wrote back on my word, okay? I get it. I'm not reliable. I don't adhere to my own rules. We get it. All right, that's going to do it for us today on the On Deck Podcast. Good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors for today. Hey, drop a comment. Let us know where you're headed in the prop department on this Taco Tuesday. Hope you guys can take advantage of your discounted picks here today on Prize Picks. If you don't already have Prize Picks, download it. Use that promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your deposit match. We want you guys to win some money out there, so let's help each other out. This is like a group project. Drop your favorite plays below, and hopefully you guys can tail us and win some money here today. Taco Tuesday, let's go get it. Good luck. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Have a good one, guys. Good luck tonight.